Overcharge vs. undercharge, reading the symptoms. A side-by-side of how overcharge and undercharge show up on the gauges and in superheat slash subcooling, so you can tell them apart fast and not just add refrigerant by reflex. From the Launch My HVAC knowledge base, what it is. Charge problems are the bread and butter of cooling season service. The two failures pull the system in opposite directions, and they leave opposite fingerprints on your gauges, your superheat, and your subcooling. If you can read those fingerprints, you'll know whether to add, recover, or stop and look for something else entirely, like a restriction or airflow problem masquerading as a charge issue. The mistake to avoid: assuming warm air equals low on refrigerant and just adding gas. Plenty of overcharged and restricted systems also blow warm. Read the whole picture. How it works: charge changes how much liquid is sitting in the two coils. Undercharge starves the system, not enough refrigerant to fill the evaporator or build a solid liquid column, so both pressures tend to droop and superheat climbs. Overcharge floods the system, too much refrigerant stacks in the condenser and can flood toward the compressor, so head pressure climbs, subcooling climbs, and superheat falls. The cleanest tell is the pair of state measurements: superheat low side and subcooling high side. Undercharge: high superheat, low subcooling. Overcharge: low superheat, high subcooling. Those two readings together cut through a lot of guessing. In the field, get the system stable, then read all four: suction pressure, head pressure, superheat, subcooling. Here's the pattern: undercharge low on refrigerant, suction pressure low, head pressure low often, superheat high, evaporator starved, subcooling LOW or near zero, no liquid stacking in condenser. Symptoms: weak slash warm supply air, low capacity, long run times, possibly a coil that ices in extreme cases, bubbles in the sight glass, sometimes hissing at the metering device. Overcharge too much refrigerant, suction pressure high often. On a TXV it may stay near normal because the valve compensates. Head pressure high, superheat, LOW coil flooded. On a TXV stays controlled but the compressor side may run low. Subcooling high liquid stacking in condenser. Symptoms: high head pressure, high pressure safety trips, compressor running hot, reduced capacity, possible liquid flood back to the compressor. Normal values and targets. For reference, healthy R410A cooling on a mild warm day. Suction saturation about 38 to 45 degrees. Head slash condensing temp about 15 to 25 degrees over outdoor ambient. Superheat compressor about 10 to 20 degrees. Subcooling about 8 to 12 degrees TXV or per nameplate. Anything pulling well outside these in the patterns above points toward charge, but confirm against the unit's data and conditions. Common faults and what they mean. High superheat and low subcooling. Classic undercharge. Add refrigerant after ruling out a restriction starving the coil. Low superheat and high subcooling. Classic overcharge. Recover refrigerant. High superheat and high subcooling at the same time. That's not a simple charge problem. It usually means a liquid line restriction. Liquid stacks behind the restriction high subcooling at the condenser while the evaporator starves downstream high superheat. Don't add gas. Find the restriction off in a plug dryer. Check the temperature drop across it. High head pressure with normal slash low subcooling. Suspect a condenser that can't reject heat, dirty coil, weak fan, recirculating air or non-condensables, not necessarily overcharge. Low suction with normal superheat on a TXV. Could be low airflow or a TXV underfeeding, not low charge. Tech tips and gotchas. Two readings beat one. Suction pressure alone fools you. Superheat plus subcooling together is the honest pair. Opposite directions equals simple charge problem. Same direction both high equals restriction. TXV masks overcharge on superheat. Because the valve holds superheat, an overcharged TXV system can show normal superheat while subcooling is sky high and head pressure is up. Trust subcooling and head pressure on a TXV. Rule out airflow and a dirty condenser first. Low indoor airflow mimics overcharge symptoms at the coil. A dirty condenser mimics overcharge on the high side. Verify a clean condenser, a good condenser fan, a clean filter and indoor coil, and correct blower speed before you blame the charge. Don't top off chronically. A system that keeps going low has a leak. Find and fix the leak. Don't just keep feeding it. That's an EPA issue and a bad repair. Conditions matter. A cool day naturally drops head pressure and shifts your numbers. Judge against the conditions and the nameplate, not a single memorized value. Safety slash code notes. An overcharged system runs high head pressure and can trip the high pressure switch or overheat the compressor. Correct it promptly. Recover per EPA608 when removing an overcharge. A system that's repeatedly low is leaking. Locating and repairing leaks is required practice, not optional.